This is Abnormal Entertainment.
Welcome, everybody, to the Cinema Head Cheese Pod Short for the Anthrax album, For All Kings. This is Kevin Moyers, and yes, I'm doing another music review, and I know I said I'd do this one when I did the Blink 182 California release. So, For All Kings has been out for a little bit now. Actually, when I was delivering mail one day, I had a package that was open, and it was like a flat package, and they get, you know, damaged in shipment sometimes, but it was flopping open, and inside, I mean, not, I wasn't looking, it was just the way the package was designed. It shows what's in there when it flops open, and it was a vinyl version of For All Kings, and I got excited because I didn't know about it. I didn't know it was happening. I've been an Anthrax fan for a long time. In grade school, first heard it. My friend Kevin's brother had some tapes and stuff. And, you know, I heard the older stuff like Fistful of Metal and that kind of thing. And though he was the second singer, he's the one that's most known. That's Joey Belladonna. He's considered part of the classic lineup. This album does feature the classic lineup, except not Dan Spitz. On guitar, it's John Donais. I don't know how to say it. D-O-N-A-I-S. Donais. I don't know. However you want to say it. But he's the newest member of the group. Is his first album with them. But you do have Scotty and Charlie Benante and Frank Bello. It's interesting to me. Like, I first heard Anthrax with Joey as the lead singer. And, you know, you get classic songs like Caught in a Mosh, Got the Time, you know, stuff like that. Got the Time is one of my all-time favorite songs. But, you know, Indians, Starting Up a Posse, I can go on and on. And there's great stuff there. But when they got rid of Joey and brought John Bush into the band, they just took a step forward to me. The big four in thrash is Anthrax, Slayer, Megadeth, Metallica. And of those four, the only band that had a slightly more hair metal-y singer was Anthrax with Joey. And it made them sound at a certain point dated when bands like Pantera were coming out and White Zombie, and they had a heavier, deeper singer. You know, Joey just started to sound old, like the old way. So John Bush to me was a step toward that heavier thrash. I always liked him. When Sound of White Noise came out, that was a phenomenal album. That's when I became a fan of Anthrax to a, like, this shit I'm listening to almost every single day. You know, I mean, I was listening to, like, Sepultura. Chaos AD was an album I listened to every single day for a month. When White Zombie came out with Los Exorcistos, same thing. It was, like, every day with that. So when Sound of White Noise came out, I got that same feel. Like, I need to listen to this all the time. It wasn't like the old Anthrax, where I loved it, but it wasn't a constant for me. I was more into some Megadeth and stuff like that, and Pantera and all that, that Sepultura and all that stuff really got me in. That being said, they had a lot of troubles with John Bush. They made some great albums with him, and I don't think they got along well. And then Joey was there for a while, and then John Bush was there for a while. And I remember Scott Ian saying on, what's the VH1 show. It's like VH1 Classics. It has Jim Florentine and Eddie Trunk. And anyways, That Metal Show. That's what it is. Anyway, I saw Scott Ian on there, and he was talking about, he's like, this is the lineup we should have with John Bush, but didn't work out. So they went back to Joey, and they made this album. It was in February, but it's, or they released it in February, I should say. It's tough because I really wanted to love this, and I heard great things. Like Slayer's recent album from the end of last year, I thought was amazing. And Megadeth plods along, and so does Metallica, and it's listenable stuff. Metallica was always my least favorite of that group, so I don't pay attention to what they do anymore. I haven't in probably, I don't know, close to 20 years, which is weird to think. Yeah, it's been probably 20 years I haven't paid attention to Metallica, except to watch their Crybaby documentary, which was fucking hilarious to me, when they're all in therapy together and you have Lars and Dave Mustaine and like I don't know, it's just ridiculous. But I hate Lars Ulrich. I fucking hate that guy, so that's another reason. But anyway, they kind of plod along. Slayer's last album was really good. A lot of fun. But this, to me, I wanted so hard to like it, and I struggled so fucking much with it because of Joey. If John Bush had been in this band right now, it would be great. This, to me, was like, one of the reviews said it sounded dated, and it does. It sounds like two different things going together that don't work. It's like the musically it's the John Bush era, and vocally it's just Joey. It's trying to make Joey into John Bush, and he sounds different, but it's forcing something in there that doesn't work. You know, and I'm sure when they tour and they bust out those old songs, it's phenomenal. I'm sure it's an amazing thing to see, because I never saw Anthrax with Joey. I only saw them with John Bush. And he handled the old stuff perfectly well. That's the thing. The old stuff translated to him. You can replace Joey with John Bush, but to replace Bush with Joey, it's just not the same. God damn it. I'm struggling with this because I wanted to like it so much. I know I keep saying it, but the thing is, I'm not going to listen to this again. If it pops up, you know, say on Pandora and random, or Spotify or something and random, I'll probably skip it. And that sucks to say, because I really do enjoy Anthrax so much, but this album just doesn't do it for me. I listened to it all the way through once and started to a second time and just gave up. Like, I wanted to really have a good thing, but there's one song, Breathing Lightning, that I liked. I think I'm going to try and throw that on the end of this, but I don't know. It was just kind of bland. Man, it really needed John Bush or somebody like him, you know? You get, like, Axl Rose touring with AC/DC now, which I'm curious as fuck about. But, you know, he could fit that band. I can see it. Maybe get somebody who is heavier and, I don't know, nothing resonated with me on this album at all. And that's a shame. It's a fucking shame. And I know people that listen to this, they're going to be mixed reviews on it. But, and it's not bad. It's just kind of dull, kind of there. And, but anyway, if you want something better to listen to, go find Repentless from Slayer. That came out late last year. It's so much better. I'm afraid Anthrax has gone the way of Megadeth or Metallica. And I love Megadeth too, and I like some of the newer stuff, but again, it's a lot of it's just bland and just there. Metallica, I have no fucking idea what they're doing. I don't know. But you know, the Mighty Four are starting to crumble. Slayer, you know, the last album was great, but who knows how long that's going to last. And yeah, one amazing thing about this album, I will say, is the cover. It shows like these giant statues, sort of reminded me of the Neverending Story. When is it Atreyu has to go in and there's this statues that laser you if you fuck up? It's kind of like that, but it shows the five band members, Scott and Charlie, prominently up front, as they should be. Behind them, Joey and Frank, and then the new guy all the way at the back, whatever the fuck his name is. But anyway, yeah. So Alex Ross did that. That was cool. But yeah, you can skip it. If you're a diehard, it's great to check out, but you're going to be disappointed. I don't know. I'm sorry. But anyway, yeah, For All Kings from Anthrax. I'm going to close it out with what was the one I said? I'm gonna try and find Breathing Lightning, close it out with. So anyhow, I thank you guys for tuning in. Maybe next time I'll have something more enjoyable for you. We'll see. Check out all the shows at abnormalentertainment.com, all the podcasts. You know, if you're looking for more movie and TV and geek stuff, we have a lot of that now. We're building more and more shows, which is great. Of course, Masterpiece Theater. We have Eat Shit Sleep, which we'll list as the ESS podcast because iTunes will hammer the shit out of it. And I think Stitcher does as well. They'll censor it. But ESS, the 1980s movie Graveyard. So you have plenty to enjoy there. And then don't forget all of our other great shows, including Raise Your Spirits, which is my other show, which was named one of the 10 podcasts you have to listen to by the Phoenix New Times. So I'm really excited about that and thankful. So, yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I feel bad. Like, I have to shit on a band that I love. This is horrible. This is horrible. And I'm sorry, Anthrax. I'm going to put the Volume 8 on and go crazy with that. Yeah, that's a better pick than For All Kings. So, anyhow, thanks again for listening. And, cinemaheadcheese.com for all the movie reviews and news. And, one positive thing, check out MoviePass. We have a banner there on the website. I feel like I'm rambling so hard. Just feel sad. But, MoviePass, you can, for, I think it's $30 a month, you can go to unlimited movies. It's really crazy. Check out all the details. Click the banner there. They've been sponsoring Masterpiece Theater for quite a while now and doing well there, and they want to hit up Cinema Head Cheese. So you can do that there or at abnormalentertainment.com. Banner's right on top of the page. And yeah, it's fucking cool, man. You get all this stuff. Suicide Squad, whatever. Whatever people say about it, who cares? Jason Bourne, Ghostbusters is still out there. Go check out some shit. And there's a lot of other stuff that people have been going crazy over, and you know, do it, go get your movie pass. So again, thank you, see you next time, later. I have walked this world. Subscribe and download back episodes of Cinema Head Cheese the podcast, and read all of our movie reviews and news at cinemaheadcheese.com. Email us at cinemaheadcheese@yahoo.com. Search Cinema Head Cheese on Facebook and tweet us at CIN Head Cheese. And for more podcasts, books, comics, blogs, and videos, head to abnormalentertainment.com.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.